Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Express Ranch's fall bull sale coming Monday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 400 head, including 240 Angus bulls and 35 Hereford bulls. All bull selling will have genomically enhanced EPDs available. You can bid live on liveauction.tv or superiorlivestock.com, or come and be a part of the sale in person at the ranch. For more details, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranch's fall bull sale, October 2nd.
Well, last week, 300 Farmers Union members from across the country joined together in Washington, D.C. to advocate for family farmers and Farmers Union Farm Bill priorities. I had the opportunity to sit down with AFR President Scott Blubaugh to talk about his takeaways from the meeting.
Great visits. Met with all of the Oklahoma delegation, and we met with some of the other delegations in the southern part of the United States. We had a meeting at the White House. We had a meeting at the Justice Department, had a meeting at EPA and the Federal Trade Commission, and, of course, our big meeting there with USDA and Secretary Millsap.
The top priorities for AFR in the Farm Bill, Blubaugh said, begin with dual enrollment in the ARC program and the PLC program.
One of our top priorities would be dual enrollment in the ARC program and the PLC program. Right now, a farmer has to go in there to the Farm Service Agency about 18 months beforehand and sign up for one of those two programs. You know, one is weather related, one is price related, and it's really impossible for a farmer to know which one he should be signing up in. Is the weather going to be the event for 18 months from now and I lose a crop from weather, or is the prices going to collapse because of an international incident? And maybe China decides they're not buying our grain, or a war breaks out, or whatever. Those things are just not in our family farmer's wheelhouse to be able to predict those kinds of things. And so I think by dual enrollment and giving the producers to sign up in both programs, and then whichever one of the programs comes out on top in 18 months later, then that's the one the farmer would get the benefit from. It would not be both. It would be one or the other, but it would be clear then that the farmer's covered under the safety net. You know, the whole idea behind the safety net is to make sure our family farmers and ranchers can stay in business in bad times, whether that be from weather or whether that be from prices. And, the prices now in the grain market are worldwide. And we're tied to every other country in the nation and the events that go on. It's not really a U.S. market anymore. It's a world grain market. And so we think the dual enrollment is a tweak to the program that'll make it more fair for each producer.
To hear my complete conversation with President of AFR, Scott Blubaugh, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance at Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.